come to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, Merry Christmas once again. On this Christmas day, I find myself just in awe, just dumbstruck by the idea of the incarnation, of a God that would love us so much to choose to dwell with us as a mortal human being, as a baby. As I have spent the last week going out and sharing communion with some of our sisters and brothers who are not able to come to church and join with us, I have gone out to their homes and shared communion and shared stories, talked about the incarnation. One of them in particular, many of you know Marilyn and Bill Carden, of course. I spent a good amount of time sitting with Bill in his living room, just talking about the incarnation. And the two of us, just as brothers in Christ, marveling at this whole idea. And we were struck as we thought about it and remarked that, you know, Christ coming as a human Jesus was not actually even the first incarnation. The first incarnation of Jesus, if you were to think about it, was before time, before the universe, when all things were created, and Jesus Christ was in all those things, incarnate, in the vastness of the stars, in the minutest of atoms, that God didn't just create a world and then push it aside and live outside of it. God dwelled incarnate in the space between our atoms, in the vastness of space. God is in all of that. And in a God that would choose to dwell in that vastness, I'm struck by a God that would also choose to then be incarnate in a mortal human being. This morning, I woke up on Christmas morning and I heard my son, my older son, stirring in his room, and I did what I frequently do, which is to go into his room and spend some time with him so that my wife can try to get a little extra sleep. And I went into his room and I found him playing with his Legos, and he had fashioned for himself a little Lego community. He had made there was a house, and there was a fire station, and he had made car, and there was something that he alternatively called a dinosaur and Batman. And as he was playing with this little community, he took his little Lego people and he held them up to me and he told me their names. And he had named every one of them after his friends, after all of his friends here from the church. And he picked one up and he said, "This one is Jack." And he picked up another. He said, "This one is August," and so on. And as he was playing with his community, it had struck me that he had created a world that he loved, and he had filled it with the people that he loved. And I just found myself struck this morning that is what God did. God created a world that he loved, and then said it's not enough. Said he had to then take it and fill it with the people that he loved, that's what made it for God. And that's us. He filled his world that he created with the people that he loved, you and me. Now, before you think I've gone too far down the rabbit hole theologically in thinking of a God that is playing with us in our toys, as toys in his universe, I don't want to take the metaphor too far, but my son did look at me after playing with his toys for a while, after his friends, and he said to me, "I want to be with them. I want to be with them. They're my family." And I was struck that's the incarnation. That's the incarnation. A God who created this world that he loves, filled it with the people that he loves, and then said, "I want to be with them. They're my family. We are God's family. Now, I think it's important for us to realize that from that perspective, it actually doesn't make, the incarnation makes perfect sense from that perspective, that God would create this world and fill it with the people that he loves. And before I let you go, we often talk in creation about a God that created us in his image. And God did create us in his image. And that when my son is sitting there and creating something with his hands that he loves and filling it with the people that he loves and then desiring to be among them, that's in the image of God. And when we go out and share communion with each other or go out into the world, as I've done this week with Bill and with so many others, and you have done with your families, to go and dwell with the people that we love and share stories and be in each other's lives, we do that because we were created in the image of God. But on this Christmas day, it's important for us to remember that in the incarnation, God also chose to be made in our image. God chose to look at a life and say, yes, that's what I want. I want to dwell as a child who plays with toys and creates things he loves and has friends. I want to dwell as a friend who sits and dines with people and finds a friend in need and sits with them and tells stories and grows closer. That's what I want, and God chose to do it. We are created in God's image, but God chose to create himself in our image on Christmas. And as we go forth into this world thinking about how we live in the incarnation, we can be struck that it's a two-way street with God, that it's a two-way street. There's some give and take with God. That is indeed the heart of an incarnation where, yes, God came to dwell with us for many reasons. God came to dwell with us to teach us, to lead us, to save us from our sins, absolutely. But God also came to dwell with us because we're his family, and he wanted to be with us. Thanks be to God. In the name of one God, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.